for WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry.
There's still work left to be done. Get out there and push and pull until we redeem the soul of America.
Civil rights icon John Lewis speaking in Selma, Alabama over the weekend at the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, March 7, 1965. Many in a crowd of 600 were beaten bloody by state troopers as they tried to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge, this on their way to Montgomery, Alabama. On Saturday from Selma, President Barack Obama addressed the nation. In his impassioned speech, he spoke about the Ferguson Report released last week. It showed racial discrimination on the part of the Ferguson Police Department, this in the city where Mike Brown was shot by police. Obama said the report's narrative was woefully familiar.
It evoked the kind of abuse and disregard for citizens that spawned the civil rights movement. But I rejected the notion that nothing's changed. What happened in Ferguson may not be unique, but it's no longer endemic. It's no longer sanctioned by law or by custom. And before the civil rights movement, it most surely was.
In New York City, marchers walked across the Brooklyn Bridge, symbolic of the Pettus Bridge in Selma so many years ago. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams.
Both Norman Siegel and I have fought many of these civil rights issues for years, and we realize that this is the opportune time to make sure that the spirit of Selma continues. Selma is no longer just a location. Selma is the idea of people crossing those bridges that prevent them from having a quality life. And we're marching across this bridge, Brooklyn Bridge, because this is our Pettus Bridge. Los Angeles will have their Pettus Bridge. Alabama will have theirs. And so we need to all find our Pettus Bridge, the ideas and concept, and march across it.
Longtime civil rights attorney Norman Siegel.
Well, the issues were, to use the pun, black and white 50 years ago. They're much more sophisticated and subtle now. But we need to remember the multiracial coalition, the nonviolent tactics that King and Gandhi used, that spirit, so that we can overcome our problems. And it's not just Selma, it's New York City, it's other areas. We had a Southern civil rights movement. We've never had an American civil rights movement. So we march, continue to struggle, and someday, hopefully, we'll overcome.
Siegel said there has been incremental progress in the country. Councilmember Jamani Williams says people need to keep pushing.
As we walk through this city and we walk through this country, and we still see de facto segregation in the school system, we still see de facto segregation in the housing, we still see the fact of segregation of who's employed and not employed. We still see in any measure that you can think of today, it is too hard to be a black person in this country. And that is a fact that we cannot avoid. That is a fact that we have to admit if we have to move forward. So I'm proud that I can walk across this bridge and know that unlike 50 years ago, there won't be batons. But I want to say to the people who are here that we need you next week. We need you next month. Don't participate in the celebrations of the past if you don't want to participate in the fights of today. It is a wrong thing to do. If you're going to celebrate what was done, join us as we try to do it again.
A young boy on the march from Manhattan to Brooklyn just saw the film Selma. It prompted him to march. And each marcher had different issues they marched for. Here's Councilmember Lori Cumbo.
The issue that I really am very excited about would be equity in housing, particularly in our NYCHA developments. There's still such great disparity there in terms of the living circumstances, the common areas. It's really a huge challenge in terms of living in the wealthiest city in the world, but people not having basic things like working elevators, well-lit stairwells, and so many others.
And And there was a march yesterday on International Women's Day. Marchers went from the United Nations to Times Square. They joined voices around the world demanding pay equity and equal participation in policy decisions. UN officials say there's still much work to be done to reach the goals outlined under the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action. It was signed by 189 governments back in 1995 as a pledge for realizing women's rights. Beginning today and running through the 20th, the United Nations gathering of the Commission on the Status of Women takes place. That's where participants assess progress and obstacles for women worldwide. Activists bring critical perspectives on a wide range of issues. The Commission on the Status of Women releases a report today. It's called No Ceilings. It says more than 170 countries currently have legal barriers in place which prevent women and girls from experiencing the same rights, protections, and liberties as men and boys. An estimated 1.4 million girls are never born every year, largely due to the preference for sons in China and India. Violence against women remains a global epidemic, with 1 in 3 women worldwide experiencing physical or sexual attacks. An estimated 200 million fewer women than men are on the internet in the developing world, and 300 million fewer women own a mobile phone. The report says even where there is progress, a woman's chance of equal rights and opportunities is often determined by geography, income, age, race, ethnicity, disability, sexual orientation, and cultural norms. More will be coming out of the Commission on the Status of Women as the gathering unfolds. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.